Hey, all you traders and investors, welcome once again. This is Thoughts on Trading with Trade Doc. Segment's called Eye on the Market. I go over a list of 32 ETFs and ETNs to trade options on or trade options on stocks within those ETFs. Now, last week, I didn't have an episode. I had some dental work done and I was just out of it. It was just a short week last weekend, and there was no use in going over the list over the weekend. So, last week we seen some volatility to the downside on Thursday and Friday. There was no trading on that Monday. And we've actually seen some bearishness, mostly due to uncertainty in the virus. China is like going through some hard times right now, so hoping everybody well over there. It's unimaginable, but things are happening, and I'm hoping everybody's taking precautions out there. I just opened up my Toss platform now. The best trade I had was DBX, which was Dropbox. They were up like 20% on Friday on earnings, but I had done that the week prior because I had set up earnings on Thursday. So I have my system has earnings. Any company that has earnings on a Thursday, that's the one I really capitalize on, because Friday's expiration, so that's when I suck up all the theta. And sure enough, that worked. I was going to do DE, but I didn't do it. Like I said, I was kind of like out of it last week. So even now, half my face is swollen. So, and I'm running out of medication. So I'm just taking over the counter stuff. But as far as the markets and the ETFs, I said it was earnings season, so I've been more concentrating on earnings. Everything's taking a hit. TLT's taking a lift. Oil, that's been doing good because that's actually been floating up. Not dramatic, but like I said, I was going bullish on it a couple weeks ago, and it's just been neutral trades in it for like 3-4 days, and that's it. Just taking profits 20%, 50%. On these earning trades, I'm actually able to turn 100%, not 200% on a couple of them. MGM was a good one that just comes to mind. Roku, I was able to capitalize on that one, the earnings that came out. Anyways, there's a lot to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just hoping everyone's prepared, and the markets have run up pretty good. So profit taking, there's no shame in profit taking, and staying on the sidelines. I was completely in half in cash on my options account. Yesterday I put it all into crypto, Ethereum, and crypto has been pretty hot, as you know. So, and I dove into it. I've been trading crypto, but not really that much. I had sold out of everything on Friday, and then I turned around and bought it back yesterday, which was on Saturday, after I seen a volume spike. So I was able to get Ethereum in there at the 167, 168 levels. And it looks like it's bounced down. It bounced right off of 168, so I'm up. Oh, today's date is February 23rd, 2020. It's about 10 a.m. I did some shopping this morning. Just ready for the week. I want to help people find opportunity in the market. So this is what this is all about, kind of reading the market. As far as strategies, my strategies ain't going to work for you. It could work for a few of you, but everybody's got to find their own strategy, what they're comfortable with. So I'm comfortable doing what I'm doing, but I'm always learning, seeing if I can juice it up. But every time I change things, then, the results aren't really that great. Like when I hedge with iron condors, and even though my position goes up 200%, it's like, hey, but I lost on that iron condor, so why'd I put it on for a hedge? There's just no reason. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and that's about it. Earnings this week coming up. I'm more interested on Home Depot on Tuesday, USCR, US Concrete, that's coming up on Tuesday. That's before the market opens, so I'm long USCR. SLCA, which is Silica, which is pretty much there in combination with it. US Concrete, it's been on the low end of the 30s, 35s. I've gotten in it probably about a month back, holding some leap options. The edge energy sector's been hit pretty good. On Wednesday, Thursday, Best Buy is on Thursday, Kronos Group is on Thursday, Crocs, Anheuser-Busch, TD Bank Group, that's on Thursday, so that's going to be, I'll probably be trading those three companies for Thursday, and I'm going to be setting up my, reading the charts and everything today. Even this one, CNCE, which is Concert Pharmaceutical, that's a good one. I have some inside info on that. And Friday, usually there's nothing. There's Foot Locker before the market opens. That's about it. Stamp last week was another one that I didn't get to, but they were up like 65%, and then up another 10% the next day. So that one is unbelievable. Stamp.com. I haven't looked into it a lot, but I figure they sell postage stamps. I'll be taking a look at that. But I'm not going to get into it, but definitely take a look into the crypto. If I get a chance, I'll put a link in the description for you to, if you're not in Coinbase, I definitely advise you to. There's actually, what I was doing last night is going through, and they actually pay you to watch some videos and learn about a few of the coins. And I was pretty impressed, to say the least. And I got paid, 10, 20 bucks for it. So, why not? Especially impressed with Tezos, which they have like baking. So I just took the Tezos, started baking it. I had Tezos because I was trading it. So I've been trading the crypto with for Bitcoin, so I was trading Bitcoin and the pairs of the crypto versus the Bitcoin just to gain more Bitcoin. I wasn't interested in making more dollars. I was interested in more making Bitcoin. That's what I do when the markets are bullish, and they are bullish. So I think if you've been following me for a while, way back when crypto was bullish, that's exactly what I was doing. Then I said that I switched my strategy to trading the crypto versus the dollar when the cryptos are becoming bearish. And that worked out. It was almost like shorting. You know, I'd short it, I'd sell the coins, be into dollars, the coins would drop a little bit, and then I'd buy them back. I kept on doing that, but I always maintained cryptos in that account. And since it got bullish, it's got me to go into the other accounts. So I have other accounts of crypto, like Gate, G-A-T-E, and Yobit. Those are the two other ones. And there's another one called Cobinhood that I was in, and I haven't been able to log. I got to log back in, but I know I'm holding a few cryptos in there. So, you know, it's always good because you never know. It'd be a 1,000% hit. I'm down with that. But I know everyone's here to hear about the ETF, so let's just get into it. This is the Broad 32. First up, we have oil, USO. USO is trading at 11.16. They were down 1% on Friday. And right now, it's been quiet with the OPEC about as far as like increasing or slowing down production. You know, I keep track of like the tankers, see how they're moving. And the things are pretty slow. Like China is one of the biggest consumers of oil, and over the weekend I seen news of Venezuela and Russia. They made a deal somehow, so the U.S. started putting sanctions on Russia, I believe, but don't quote me on that. You can look up the news yourself. And you know, as far as oil is trading at 53.46. At one point, they were under $50. You know, I was trading oil U O I L U, trading some, selling some put verticals in there, and that's about it. Oil can go up to 55 to 57.50, where that was my short point. I was shorting oil at 57.50 a lot. So if it does hit 57.50, I'll go short. But for now, I'd have some consolidation trades right around this area of 55 to 50. Next, we have XOP. They took a hit. They haven't found the floor yet. Their low has been 18.37. They were down to an even 2%. On Friday, they're trading at 1880, and you know, these companies, the biggest holders here, the ones that took the biggest hit was Callon Petroleum. They were down almost 6%. Devon Energy was down over five and a quarter percent. The one that stayed up a little bit was Apache Corporation, which was down a little over 0.5%. So we should be seeing some support or a bounce, but there could be another leg down for a fake out, a steep leg down. So I wouldn't be in this at all. If anything, I'd be trading some consolidation trades between the 20 and the 17.50. Next was have OIH, and I think they hit. I got the alert. They hit a brand new low on Friday of 10.69. They're trading at 10.88. And let me just take a look at OIH. how the companies are performing in theirs, because it would be worth picking up not the ETF, but these company. Valaris went down 26%. Noble Corp was down almost 10%. Oil State International is down 5.75%. Diamond Offshore 5.75% down. The one that stayed up was up almost 1% was Superior Energy Services. And Schlumberger. They were down. They were the ones that were that supported this, but this is kind of making that structure, like I said, a steep leg down, so I can expect a little bit more down movement before we see a bounce. OIH is making a brand new low, and these lows are breaking support that they had in August, in the summer of 2019. The structure looks like it's calling for a steep decline before we see it bounce, and then we'll see what it does once it bounces back up to these levels. But if anything, some consolidation trades between here, between like $11 and $10. Next is UNG. UNG did find a floor at 1372. They were down 0.75%. I said they found a floor at 1372. I think I said 17, but it was 1372. They're trading at 1480.80. So I wasn't in it on this rise. They just rose the last couple of weeks. Yes, last week was a short week. They took their hit on Friday. Next is XLE. XLE is making that same structure again. So we can probably see another decline here. XLE is going to take some time to regain some support. I mean, they're bouncing off of resistance a couple times. So, I mean, it could be a decline. And the break, the 5250s, we can probably see another 2 to 3% down from there. Right now, they're trading at 54.14. Next is XLU. They were down 10%. Not an XLU anymore. They took another leg up. With the uncertainty and everything, XLU. I'm more interested in the energy and the electric companies within this ETF. So let me just pull it up. XLU. Yeah. So Duke Energy was up 1%, while Southern Company was down 1%. So I'm going to be looking for, here it is, American Electric, trading at 101.71. Those are the companies I'm looking for a consolidation to a negative delta due to the fact that solar energy is kind of taking over a lot of corporations, homeowners, all that's been doing it. So that's my angle on it. Some consolidation trading in there I'd like to do just for the long term. I'm talking about like 6 months is my long term. Let's see, look at what the chart looks like real quick. And this is, I'm looking at the 6 minutes chart. Yeah, so they did get sold off. I'll be getting more into depth on the chart later. But yeah, they're definitely looking like they're going to do a retest, maybe come back down into the 96s. So that's my short going is AEP, American Electric, looking for a consolidation trade to come back down to like around the 96 for support and see what happens through there. It's actually making, looks like a double top structure on the 3-hour chart. Next is XLI. XLI is kind of moving up slowly, trading at 83.59. They're down 0.5% on Friday. And the industrial sector, you should see some consolidation, especially if things slow down a little bit. I like to be trading this in consolidation between the 79 and the 86. Next is material sector, XLB. And they had quite a reversal in the last couple of weeks. And it was, I seen it. And I just didn't do it trading these earnings trades, which is better because these consolidation trades, you know, you get 50% and you have to wait like a week or two. You know, while I'm doing earnings trades and making 100% to 200% to 300% in like 3 days. So that's the reason why I haven't been in these ETFs too much. But the material sector definitely doing what it's supposed to be doing, acting, behaving like it should be. I can see a little bit of a drop down and retest the 59s. So I'd be trading this consolidation between 59 and 62. Next is XME. I'm still long XME, and it's coming profitable. Like I said, they had their bounce. I got in it. Still in it. I got in it in January 29th when they were trading around the 25 area. Right now they're trading 25.65, so it's still above 25.25, so that's still good, even though they did move up shortly after that. I didn't close the positions, but just sucking theta out of there. We can see XME continue to move in this consolidation and slowly work its way back up to the 27s. Next in the MJ sector, and they had a little bit of a bounce. They're holding support, the support of 16. This they've been able to hold on to. Right now they're trading at 16.48. We'll see if some more earnings come out on this, but you can see this move up. They broke the structure. They can retest and move back down and retest the 1590s again. So we'll see what happens there. Next is XBI. And this is biotech sector. This is the one that we need to get long on. But the structure it's making, I'd like to see a little bit more of a retracement before getting long. I'd like to see the retrace back down to like 93 if it happens. That's where I go long. But if it breaks above all-time highs of 98, then my stop buys would be up there. And this would be like a long-term hold for, you know, year two plus. Next is the healthcare sector, and they were pretty much unchanged. They were up 0.06% on Friday. Throughout the week, they kind of held this. The port of control dropped from the prior week. So I can see this retest maybe the 102 area and see what happens from there. But the structure it's creating, it's definitely making a continuation diamond, and I like trading these continuation diamonds, but I need the price to retest in order to make the diamond. It's got to go back down to 102, and I don't even know if you call it a diamond. That's just what it looks like to me. Right now they're trading at 103.43. Next is XRT. That's the retail sector. They were down a little over 0.5% on Friday. They did have a pump up throughout this week. I gotta look at the earnings, see what caused this. On Thursday was the pump. Maybe because it broke structure on Wednesday, but we gotta see what companies actually pulled XRT. The retail sector up. And I got so many companies in XRT. I know Groupon didn't. Groupon was down and they're like reverse splitting and all that. But yeah, of course, Stamp. Stamp is in the XRT sector, stamp.com, Urban Outfitters. So they were actually in Carvana. So got to take a look at that. Next, XLP. So this is consumer staples. And this is kind of like a long haul. People aren't buying like these things that you need, then the economy is really going bad. Next is XLY, which is down 1.5% on Friday. So I could probably see this retest the 125s, 124s, 123 area. Maybe not 123, but maybe actually a retrace down to 124. They're trading at 130.30. Next, SMH, which is the semiconductors. They're down almost 3% on Friday. So we can see a pretty good slowdown just because materials from China aren't going to be coming in, of course. I even read a report that said there's a lot of companies in China that will probably go bankrupt. Hopefully the government holds it up and the U.S. kind of lax on their sanctions, unless the U.S. just wants to go in there and like do what China did to us and buy companies and buy property and buy land. And, you know, it could happen. I mean, Trump is like that. Next is IYR, and this is like a safe haven. They were up almost 0.25%, trading at $100.21. And, you know, all-time highs was 175, so they could be touching all-time highs and keep on moving from there. I mean, this is still, could be the end of the fifth wave, but a retracement back down, I'd rather be a buyer around like 96 again. Next is the financials, XLF, and they're down almost 1%. You can see this come down again, especially if the market starts tumbling. And of course, I'm short via SQQQ. I closed a third of position on Friday just to take some profits and, like, you know, lower my risk. But I can see the market really take a tumble probably on Monday morning. Next is TLT. They were up 1% on Friday, you know, doing what it did. It broke structure, moved up, created a pendant. Now it's broke structure again. So going to do a consolidation maybe for the week, trade in between the 145s and the 150s. Next is gold. Gold should be up. Yep. GLD hit highs of 155.33. They were up 1.5% on Friday. What else to say? Uncertainty. People flock there. Next is the gold miners. They were up 3%. GDX broke structure. And I could have just been trading this consolidation until last week. But now, looking for new levels, seeing where it will stop. Next, we have the SPY. And the SPY was down 1% on Friday. And this was... it's not the first time. I mean, last time we had action like this was in January 24th, where it came down, kind of retested and stayed there for a little bit. So I can see the consolidation for the next, probably just a week, between the 337s. And maybe it might even retest the 329s. So that's not out of the realm of impossibilities. And I'm just looking at the chart, and this is like secular, so it should be reaching a low by February 26th, which is Wednesday. We'll probably see a low, the bounce on Wednesday. How low it can go, I don't know, but secularly, that's kind of like it's saying. So my targets would be around the 329s by Wednesday. So they do have weeklies, and I'll probably just do that. I mean, right now they're trading at 333. So, you know, if I create, like, say, like a butterfly and center it at the 329s, it's kind of like right at the top of my head is probably something that I'd be looking to do. Aside from that, you know, still bullish, you know, still bullish overall if you're thinking about long term, but thinking about a trade, I'd be looking more for a consolidation. It could even retest all the way down to the bottom of the early Januaries, pretty much almost give back all the gains, but not really, of 323. Next, we have the Qs, and you know, I always short the Qs just because they're the ones that have been up so much and they hit a resistance area. I mean, they hit resistance. Why I can't, you know, if they hit resistance, I had to put the trade on, even though it's like uncomfortable. If you look at the, daily chart, it's vertical. So that's like my choice was trading it, buying stock of SQQ. Like I said, I closed a third of the position on Friday on that drop. I continued to move down, but I did actually close it at the highs of QQQ, which is around like 1 o'clock. You know, alerts help. So if you use like TradingView, and I use ThinkOrSwim, I put alerts on ThinkOrSwim and on TradingView. Mostly TradingView, I use it for entries. ThinkOrSwim, I use it to manage my trades. Just to know while I'm working or doing whatever, if something happens, I want to know, especially to hit levels that I want, that I'm interested in. So, you know, I could probably see this come back down, the triple Qs come down to 2226. That looks like a good area of support. Right now they're trading at 230.27. Next is IWM, and I almost caught this one completely. I was able to, I got bullish on it. I bought two butterflies back in January 24th on the first drop there. Started to get bullish, and of course it came down until the end of January. January 31st, then it bounced back up through my area, managed to close one out for a profit, and this one I was able to close out for a scratch, even though it almost hit like the full. I needed it to go hit the 165s. It only went up to 167, so I'm not in it yet, but it looks like it might be rolling over, looking to retest the 164s again. So good consolidation trade here. I don't see any all-time highs coming in the next week or so. Next is UVXY, and they were up 10% on Friday, trading at 1234. I'm not doing anything with volatility, even though the volatility is pretty high. So selling premium would be the way to go here. But of course, it's got to be directional. And seeing that UVXY could hit $15 level again or higher, depending what happened, I wouldn't be trying to sell any premium like iron condors between the 15 and the 1050s. Next is FXI, and that's the Chinese large cap. And I have other ETFs like the CHIX, which is a Chinese banks, CHIQ, I believe it's the consumer staples, but CHIL, which is like technology, just off the top of my head, I could be wrong, but the CHI, those kind of like paid dividends, and those are more narrow. Those narrow down the sectors in the Chinese market. But as bad as things are over there, the FXI is still kind of holding up. Not all-time highs or anything, but they're not dropping as they should. But they have a good floor around the $41 area. Right now they're trading at 42. So hopefully things get better over there, especially for the people. The hard support is 40, which is 39.97. But we'll see if it could hold those areas and move up. Next is INDA, and they've actually been holding up because I'm still long in the IDN and INDA India. And yeah, it's looking like it's getting volatile for the last couple months. But volatility is not rising. So premium selling is out of the question there. I'm still holding those positions. Not long common stock, though. I think I would be if it goes back down to 34. Right now it's trading at 34.82. Next is RSX, and that's Russia. And I believe, if anything, they'll be taking a nice drop on Monday. It's kind of making this structure getting away from the highs. It's got to retest some lows. That's what markets do. Test highs, test lows. It's broken the first support of 25.25. Next support would be 23.80s. You know, 24 as they call it. And right now it's trading at 24.75. If it breaks that one, I mean, that's actually looks like a hard support. If it breaks that, then we're looking for the next support of 22. So those are the levels there. I don't see any all-time highs coming anytime soon. Next is EFA, which is the Eurozone. Now they're starting to get their troubles over there. I don't know how deep it is. Now Brexit's out of it. And the charts tell it all, like how much the British economy had to do with this ETF. So not looking to see all the holdings in there. I'm not really, maybe I might look at it, but there's other trades. Like I said, just doing these, just focusing on the earnings for now. But the Euro EFA bounced off of support at 67.29. I can see a retest of the 66s. So, especially if things go bad with the virus and stuff. Next is emerging markets, EEM. And they broke down from the channel they were trading up on. Tested the lows. Now they're retracing back down. So, you can see this come back down to the 42 area. Maybe even the 41 area. They bounce off of 41, which they should, because liquidity is still out there. Money's not getting burned, it's getting printed. And money's going into what people have been doing. Like I said, nobody's going to know what to do if there's actually a bear market. Most of them are going to keep their money in the stocks and just watch it and suffer. Probably sell out at the lows. But the banks, they know exactly what to do. So they're going to squeeze everybody out until there's a high volume at the lows. And then they'll reverse things again like always happens. So you want to get out, you should have been out. Don't let yourself get squeezed. They're trying to take money off the banks versus give it to them. Because they need money to just print it. And remember, every dollar you give them, they claim 25. So I thought it was 10 to 11% leverage, but it's actually 25. So don't quote me on that either. If you do your own research, but it's not far from the truth there. Next is EWW, which is Mexico, and they're hovering. They were down just 0.5% on Friday. Their highs was 48.19. They're trading at 46.60. But like everything else, I expect this to come down and retest these levels. Whether it comes back down to the 4330s, maybe. But they have a good support area around 4470 and 4540. And last but not least is EWZ. That's Brazil ETF. And they're pretty much hitting the lows. They were down almost 1% on Friday. And this has been a slow trickle down. Been trying to catch this second wave. You know, I still have some iron condors out there, you know, long term. So by the end of the year, you know, it's going to be trading maybe in the 44s or 45s areas. So it's just it's perfect. So maybe, like, I'm not going to get crazy bullish around this area, though I should, because this is the point. And usually when I'm uncomfortable, I start getting comfortable once the position starts working. So for now, there wouldn't be any short-term trades. I'd actually probably put it out till January. Maybe sell some verticals around the 44 and above. So I can see a bounce up to 44 and up again. Because once the virus is contained and things start working, you know, China's looking, it is actually investing in South America, because you know the economy in China is rough. You know, they're losing people, they're losing shops, losing stuff like that. They bought up a lot of farms, bought up a lot of land. They've invested in South America. So EWZ is one of the ones that I think is going to be outperforming all markets in the next like 5 years. So that's the only reason that I've been bullish on it. And you know, just riding these waves going up and down, picking the bottoms pretty much, selling the tops, not going short, just doing consolidation. Though I should say I do go short sometimes, but it's more I buy the puts to turn them into calendars when the time comes. So I'll buy the put, you know, and then it'll come down, and then the front month put gets more expensive, and then I'll sell it, and then sure enough, it'll bounce up, and then I'll buy it back for cheap, and that's kind of like the way it's been going. As far as like the volatility hasn't been high, but I did pick up some iron condors back in November, so it's been a while. I still have those November iron condors trading the 47s and the 43. So if it comes up above 43, then in the next 3 months or so, they'll probably get closed out for the profit. But for now, it's looking like it could bounce off of the support area. I don't see any more crazy downside unless we see a spike down to the 4150s, which was my hard support. So with that, I'm going to end this, and with a little bit of time, I'm going to start looking into these earnings. I'm going to have check out the description. I'm going to have some links so you can get into crypto, and you don't have to start investing and trading it. Just holding it, I think, is worth it for a long-term investment. You know, throw 100, throw 1,000, or whatever you want in there, but make sure you diversify it. Don't keep it all in Bitcoin. And technically, I don't hold any Bitcoin at all. All mine are altcoins. It's really spread between Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin Cash, a little bit of Litecoin, and Tezos now. And I just learned about Stellar, and you know they're good projects, and you know, but I just look to make the gain. So my gain is kind of looking into Tezos was the one that interested me the most, especially because they technically are paying a dividend by you baking their buying Tezos, baking it. They call it baking, but it's pretty much they're reinvesting it. People are buying and selling it. And the other one was DAI, which is like a U.S. dollar, which is tries to hold the U.S. dollar value. I want to look into that one as well. Anyways, well, thanks for being here. Good luck trading this week. You know, there's no, you don't have to be always in the market unless your short, your long-term portfolio is up. But, you know, at this point, I see the large companies are going to be looking, going through the portfolio now. If anything has like high P ratios, I don't see those being held, especially if the P ratios are like above, let's say, like 35 or 40. Hedge funds are probably going to start chopping that, trying to look for value. I'm looking at value more in the mining sector, like materials, especially Alcoa, which hit a low, and they just kept on getting sold off, and then they finally getting respect again. Now, how can you, you know, aluminum is going to be needed. You know, look into that, and good luck next week. Till next week, it's Trade Doc. Peace.